Lesson 7. In this lesson, we are going to hear another dialogue at the hotel. We are going to practice the new words with the audio flashcards. We are going to learn how to describe la nouns. And finally, we are going to compare the vowels and the letter H. Dialogue. We are going to hear this lesson's dialogue twice.
¿Tienen habitaciones libres?
No, lo siento, está todo ocupado.
Vale, muchas gracias. ¿Tienen habitaciones libres?
No, lo siento, está todo ocupado.
Vale, muchas gracias.
And here is the dialogue with its translation.
¿Tienen habitaciones libres?
Do you have any rooms free?
No, lo siento, está todo ocupado.
No, I'm sorry, everything's full.
Vale, muchas gracias.
Okay, thank you very much. Vocabulary audio flashcards. Now we are going to hear the 7 new words and phrases that came up in the dialogue together with their translation. Tienen. You have. They have. Libres. Free. Vacant. No. No. Lo siento. I'm sorry. Todo. Everything. All. Ocupado. Full. Busy. Vale. Okay. Let's now practice saying those new words. I'll say them in English. Can you say them to me in Spanish? I'm sorry. Lo siento. Okay. Vale. Free, vacant. Libres. You have, they have. Tienen. Everything, all. Todo. Full, busy. Ocupado. No. No. Now that we're familiar with the new words, let's hear the dialogue once more. Can you repeat each line after the native speakers?
¿Tienen habitaciones libres?
No, lo siento, está todo ocupado.
Vale, muchas gracias.
Spanish grammar. In this lesson, we are going to learn how to describe la nouns. In lesson 3, we saw that the word la, the, is used before feminine nouns. Now we are going to see how you describe those feminine nouns. Here are 2 examples. La mesa negra. The black table. La llave marrón. The brown key.